Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for popping over. Today I want to talk about something that I get a lot of people zooming into my inbox with, and it's a concern that I'm sure that we can all resonate on some level or another. And that's the energy behind, you know, Tara, I'm on my journey. I feel like I am, you know, really progressing into myself. It feels authentic. Everything's starting to align for me. It feels good, good, good. But I feel lonely. And my friendships are starting to disintegrate. And I don't feel as though I belong. But also what I find in these emails is there's also a sense of judgment. So people are coming to me with advice around, everyone around me is so negative and they're still partying and they're still doing this and that and I'm not really into that anymore, so what do I do? Again, this is something I feel so blessed to have these types of conversations in the Party Girls Guide to Peace, but I want to bring it into this space too because we can all relate. There's a few key things I have to say about this. I remember that feeling very well of when I started doing my green smoothies and when I started meditating and when my crystal collection was growing and I started exploring yoga and running, and you know that feeling of, hang on, this is what vitality feels like. I can feel life in me. What the bloody hell is everybody else doing? Everyone needs to get a piece of this. This is what's real. I know what that feels like for sure. But what we do when we feel that our decisions are right, and we often judge others as asleep or not yet awakened or unconscious or whatever it is that we call them, we are the ones driving the wedge of separation between us and our friends. They're not changing, we are. And we're all on a very different journeys, and often what we need to understand and what we need to acknowledge is the course correction. We need to see the space between who we are and the people around us, because that space teaches us that we're growing, that we're moving along our journey. So let me think of another way to explain this. First thing I want to say is, if you perceive another person to be flawed, it is your own. And Byron Katie talks so beautifully about this. The other person's flaw is your own. And that can be hard to sit with, but it can also be so beautiful and it can be so, so empowering. And now I'd love to give you a very personal example, but I think it will really make sense to you. For years, my husband has tried to give up smoking. It's his thing that he's working with. And it has been really difficult for me, having taken the path that I have, to sit back and watch him struggle with something that I know he has spiritually outgrown. And what do? I react with judgment. Buddy, what the hell are you doing? Because that thing that you're doing over there, that does not fit in with my life. You know, it's just pure judgment. But if I perceive him to be flawed and that flaw is my own, what am I doing there? What am I projecting onto him? And what really revealed itself to me is that Glenn's relationship with cigarettes is the very same relationship I have with food. When I numb out, when I want to avoid, where do I go? I go to the fridge. So this is beautiful because it allows us to become compassionate to those around us. Rather than thinking, well, I start my day with meditation and you start your day eating McDonald's. No, forget about that. We go, I've been there. I know what it's like to walk through life in a daze. I see you. So that's one really useful way to just dissolve the separation. You're not better. You are not holier than anyone. You are not, let me tell you. Neither am I. That's a great healer. Compassion is an amazing healer. So I just want to circle back to that whole idea of, you know, learning through opposites. We live in a universe of opposing forces, and this is how we learn. We're never thinking about the destination. Mastin Kipp, one of my mentors, really hit home when he told me that it is progress that we crave. as human beings. It's that feeling of, I'm getting there, I'm making things happen, I'm doing this. And that's what's important on your journey. You need to feel progress in you. It has nothing to do with what anyone else is doing or where anyone else is at. If you are anchored into the feeling of self-progress, you're safe and you're all right and you're supported. One benefit that we do have by looking around and just observing where we are in terms of our life and in terms of our community is we can say, all right, I remember when I'm there. I can see the space between A and B. I'm not judging that person, but I'm congratulating myself for committing to my own journey because I can see my progress, not see their lack of progress because there's no such thing. Where they are is just as perfect as where you are. So we use the people around us as teachers, and let me tell you, they are teaching you. People around me are teaching me as much as I am teaching them, as much as you are inspiring them with your new choices. Allow them to inspire you with theirs. I'm inspired when my friends trip over. I'm inspired when my clients are like, Tara, I don't know what to fucking do. I'm like, yes, here we go. We're onto something here, you know? When you feel isolated and when you feel like the friendships around you are disintegrating, that to me, all signs point to progress. We need time to be quiet. We need time to rearrange our focus. The spiritual journey will require us to turn into ourselves, not to constantly be comparing our journey to those around us. So when you feel as though you're not resonating, it's only because you're telling yourself that you're not resonating with people around you. What happens if you let go of that thought? What happens if your only intention is to show up in your interactions with presence, with an open heart? Yeah, you might be different to someone. Brilliant. Again, that's that dichotomy. Shit, this person is, I have no idea what planet they're on. What can I dig into? What juice do they have for me? Please don't be afraid of being alone. You're not alone. So I just want to once again announce the Party Girls Guide to Peace is closing on January 18th, my friends, and it is closing forever. Before it does, I want to invite you to come along. I've got some free downloads down beneath, which may inspire you to kick off with a little bit of inspiration. We are at the start of a new year, and there's no better time than January to stake a claim on your health and to set some new intentions. So download those, let me know what you think, and again, if it calls you, come and join us. I love you guys. You're not alone. Bye-bye.